and consumer standards, but supporters argue the agreement will boost the economy in Europe and elsewhere with more trade. I'm Richard Davies, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Wednesday, sunny skies at 53. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, low at 33. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. For Thursday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 66. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low near 37. And Friday, mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 24.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. I'm Rick Everett. A Kansas Senate committee has advanced a budget balancing proposal from Democrats to raise $1.2 billion over 2 years by increasing income taxes. The Assessment and Taxation Committee yesterday forwarded a bill to the Senate that contains that plan, but the panel specifically did not endorse the measure in its voice vote. The full Senate expects to debate the measure tomorrow. A Kansas lobbying group making its case to pop the top off liquor sales in the state. Uncork Kansas wants grocery stores to be able to sell full-strength alcohol to customers. KTV reports the group testified in front of the House Commerce Committee on Monday, while liquor store owners and opponents had their opportunity in front of the committee yesterday. The House committee will discuss the issue tomorrow before deciding if it should go to the House and Senate floors for votes. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Heavy rain this morning causing backed up traffic all the way to
Please remove all laptops.
Folks, we're number 9 on the list for takeoff, so settle in, keep those seatbelts fastened.
Welcome to Westin.
Travel can be disruptive to your well-being. That's why at Westin Hotels and Resorts, we have rejuvenating heavenly beds, a nutritious Superfoods RX menu, and a workout gear lending program to help you stay in control and rise above it all. Westin, let's rise.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
A Kansas House committee considering a proposal to keep concealed guns out of public hospitals, mental health clinics, and nursing homes. The Federal and State Affairs Committee took up the bill yesterday that would allow the University of Kansas Medical Center in Kansas City to continue barring concealed weapons after July 1st. Committee Chairman John Barker offered an amendment to broaden the bill. Leaders of a fundraising campaign say they've reached their goal for establishing a new home for the University of Kansas School of Medicine, Salina. A news release from Tom Martin, executive director of the Salina Regional Health Foundation, says the group has raised more than $7.6 million. The new building is expected to open in June of 2018. And two Wichita police officers have been put on administrative leave pending the outcome of an internal criminal investigation. Authorities say the move possibly involves misconduct and was prompted by another agency's criminal probe. Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. I'm Rick Averett. A trial scheduled to begin May 9th for a woman accused of trying to conceal a man's slaying in Dawson County. Court records say Melissa Callahan of Lexington has pleaded not guilty to a charge of felony accessory to murder. Authorities say in court records that Callahan was present when Jose Hernandez was shot to death in October and then helped move the body and conceal the slaying. A Nebraska lawmaker has proposed adding two additional members to a commission that regulates railroads, landline telephones, and pipelines. Senator Jim Smith of Papillion told the legislative committee his bill would ensure rural Nebraskans are better represented by the Public Service Commission. The measure is likely to have implications for the Keystone XL pipeline because the commission must approve the pipeline's route in Nebraska. Mid-America Network News.
When's the best time to buy Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 40 years straight? Now is the time, during Ford Truck Month at your Midwest Ford dealers.
Let me hear you say truck, yeah. Let's crank it on up, yeah. Till the sun comes up, yeah.
It's Ford Truck Month. Get to your Midwest Ford dealers for once-a-year savings on Ford F-150 and the all-new Ford Super Duty, the best-selling trucks in America for 40 straight years. The all-new Super Duty is the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. And F-150 combines greater strength and less weight with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and steel frame. Works harder so you can work smarter. And if there's ever a time to buy one, it's now. With huge cash rebates, super low financing, and special limited-time Truck Month offers. Hurry to your Midwest Ford dealers today and let me hear you say,
truck, yeah!
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A community development block grant of $83,000 has been awarded the city of Blue Rapids to replace water meters throughout the community. The city will contribute matching funds. The latest round of awards went to 14 Kansas communities. City of Beatrice has been awarded a $100,000 federal grant for improvements to Hannibal Park, including parking and a new playground structure. Coordinated through the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission, the improvements will also aid ADA accessibility issues. A vehicle break-in was reported in Bern overnight last Thursday while parked at CJ Foods. Several items were reported taken with a loss over $1,000. Marshall County Clerk Sonia Stoes was elected to a one-year term as president of a Kansas County Association multi-line insurance pool Board of Trustees. Nemahal County Conservation District 70th annual meeting will be Thursday evening, February 16th, at the Nemahal County Community Building in Seneca. Supper at 5 will be followed by a short business meeting at 7 and presentation of awards, including Soil Conservation Bankers Awards to Jim and Kathy Kessler, Jason and Jada Conley family. The Buffer Award will go to William and Charity Henry. The Grassland Award to the Helen Leverett Short family. The Windbreak Award to Joe and Alice Spurslaggy. The Wildlife Award to Larry and Mike Grolms. And the Water Quality Award to Timberview Farms, which is operated by the Clint, John, and Curtis Strom families. Again, the Nemahal County Conservation District annual meeting Thursday evening. Marysville Chamber of Commerce will host the annual legislative forum this Saturday, February 18th, at the Marysville City Building. Coffee and rolls serving at 9. State Senators Elaine Bowers and Dennis Pyle and State Representative Clay Oren will give updates and take questions beginning at 9:30, Saturday at the Marysville City Building. A fundraising drive is underway for Larry Jacobson of Vermilion, who survived a house fire that claimed the life of his father, Don Jacobson, and destroyed the trailer house where the two live. Cash contributions can be left with the First Heritage Bank in Centralia. Donations of clothing, size 32, 34, size 10 boots, and large size shirts and coats may be left at Duchess Place in Vermilion. A benefit is planned this Sunday, a free will dinner serving 11 to 1:30 at the Vermilion School. Donations of salads and desserts are welcome. Contact Rita Mattson. Evelyn J. Hamilton, age 66, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. in charge of arrangements for Evelyn Jo Hamilton. Betty L. Hansen, age 76, of Belleville, formerly of Morrillville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday at 1 p.m. at the Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home, Belleville. Burial in the Morrillville Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 8, at the Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home of Belleville, in charge of arrangements for Betty Hansen. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, breakfast casserole, a cinnamon roll, and fresh fruit. Tomorrow, pork loin, cheesy potato, a muffin, Malibu blend, and apple crisp. KNDY News time is 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like we will continue to see dry weather as well as warm conditions thanks to a surface high pressure system and warmer air aloft. We're going to see temperatures warm up into the mid 60s and even hit 70 degrees as we head into Friday. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Wednesday, sunny at 53, winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, low at 33, winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. As into Thursday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 66. For Thursday night, mostly clear with a low near 37. As into Friday, we'll have sunny skies. We'll see temperatures at 70. Friday night, mostly clear with a low near 38. As we head into Saturday, we'll have mostly sunny skies. We'll see temperatures at 65. And Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low near 40 degrees. And that's a look at your forecast. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-February 45, record high on this date 79 in 1954. The average low 23, the record low is 8 degrees below zero in 1936. Sunset this evening at 6 p.m., sunrise in the morning at 7:13. 24 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 15th of February. KNDY News time at 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
A night of streaks in the NBA. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. Make it two in a row for Cleveland.
LeBron's at the left point. Goes to work. Step back three on the way. He nailed it. Oh, my. LeBron James coolly measures the seven-footer in Towns.
On WTAM, the Cavs top the Wolves 116-108 without Kevin Love. The Bulls snap a three-game losing skid.
Mid-post left. McDermott works on Joseph. Turnaround jumper up and good. A 13-footer on the left baseline. Doug is about 4 inches on Corey Joseph.
On WLS, Chicago defeats Toronto 105-94. And the late game of the night was a close one. Here's the call on KHTK.
Here's the second free throw. It's no good. The Lakers have it. It's lost. It's loose. It's grabbed by Williams. Shakes off a defender. Heads up the floor. 3 seconds to go. Gets the screen in front of us. Desperation shot. No good. And the Kings get the win 97-96.
College hoops, a convincing win for third-ranked Kentucky.
Fox comes back to get it, straight away between the circles. Angles right, puts it between his legs, now goes left off the Adebayo pick. Down the lane, hooks it back to Hawkins, open three, right side, put it in off the glass.
How about Hawk? And he even called it. I heard him.
On the Kentucky Sports Network, the Wildcats defeat Tennessee 83-58. On the ice, a big game for rookie Austin Matthews.
Matthews pressing on into the corner for Brown. Brown back to Matthews, scores!
On Sportsnet 590, Matthews scored twice in the Leafs' 7-1 victory over the Islanders. Not to be outdone, rookie Patrick Laine in Winnipeg.
Now Laine, long shot for his third hat trick. He scores! Oh, my old man's a dustman, and he wears a dustman's cap. But tonight, the chapeau belongs to Patrick Laine.
On TSN Radio 1290, Laine's third hat trick of his NHL career helps the Jets pass the Stars 5-2. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
High school basketball on Tuesday in girls' action. Centralia beat Marysville 57-41. Valley Heights took Wetmore 59-26. Frankfort topped Blue Valley 51-34. Axtell took Donovan West 47-46. Washington County girls over Lynn 62-50. Troy beat Onega 40-24. In other girls' action, it was Rock Creek over Chapman 52-44. Clay Center beat Warmego 52-30. Abilene took Hayes 56-52. Concordia down Phillipsburg 48-20. And Clay Center beat Warmego 52-30. In boys play on Tuesday, Marysville beat Centralia 62-44. Valley Heights down Wetmore 80-58. Frankfort over Blue Valley 56-50. Donovan West took Axtell 61-39. Washington County boys over Lynn 52-32. And Troy took Onega 59-55. Other boys action. Rock Creek over Chapman 68-57. Warmego down Clay Center 80-42. Abilene over Hayes 48-44. And Phillipsburg took Concordia. Marysville, a makeup game hosting Chapman Monday evening.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, during his visit with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, President Trump said there would only be tweaking needed for the North American Free Trade Agreement. Trump called the trading relationship between the U.S. and Canada outstanding, but has yet to outline what kind of tweaks he has in mind for NAFTA. During a press conference with Trudeau, Trump said he is more concerned with U.S. trade relationship with Mexico under NAFTA. Politico was speculating that Trump may be considering separate bilateral deals with both Canada and Mexico, breaking away from the decades-old three-nation trade pact. Trudeau says he expects the U.S. and Canada to remain each other's most essential trading partners. Trudeau says changes to NAFTA are a real concern for many Canadians because of how dependent Canada's economy is on the nation's relationship with the U.S., as Canada sends roughly 75% of its exports to the United States. A hearing by the House Ag Committee today will focus on setting the stage for the next farm bill. House Ag Chairman Mike Conaway says farmers and ranchers are enduring challenging times, and he referred to a recent USDA report that shows net farm income falling 45% from 2013 to 2016. That's the largest three-year percentage drop since the Great Depression. The hearing, Rural Economic Outlook, setting the stage for the next farm bill, will feature a panel of economists discussing the challenges farmers and ranchers are facing and providing context for the needs of rural America in the next farm bill. The House Ag Committee will also hold a hearing Thursday to consider the Pesticide Registration Enforcement Act and the Reducing Regulatory Burdens Act. The Senate Ag Committee will hold a Farm Bill field hearing next month on the campus of Kansas State University. Be social with us by liking us on Facebook at AgView.net. Follow us on Twitter at AgView News. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, agriculture is beating the drums over White House efforts to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement. And there is some great concern that Mexico could punish U.S. efforts by trying to find exports into their nation from other countries. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says,
I just heard that a senator in the Mexico Congress will be introducing a bill, I suppose in response to Trump wanting to renegotiate NAFTA, that Mexico should quit buying corn from the United States and buy it from Argentina and Brazil.
Grassley and other senator finance committee members met with two of President Trump's top trade advisors, Jason Greenblatt and Peter Navarro, while Grassley says a third to be U.S. trade representative is running into Senate Democrats' opposition.
So it seems unlikely Mr. Lighthizer, the nominee, will be confirmed anytime soon. He's the nominee for special trade representative and the chief negotiator for all these free trade negotiations. In the meantime, Mr. Navarro, Mr. Greenblatt, are likely to play a major role in trade negotiations related to NAFTA.
Grassley says that agriculture senators have reminded Navarro and Greenblatt that pushing Mexico too hard could backfire.
The Senate, I think it's going to be very clear to this administration in strong ways that they better be very cautious about what they're doing on trade renegotiation so it doesn't hurt agriculture.
Grassley points out that Mexico is the top importer of U.S. corn and soybean meal. Canada is number one when it comes to U.S. ethanol. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
When's the best time to buy Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 40 years straight? Now is the time, during Ford Truck Month at your Midwest Ford dealers.
Let me hear you say truck, yeah, let's crank it on up.
It's Ford Truck Month. Get to your Midwest Ford dealers for once-a-year savings on Ford F-150 and the all-new Ford Super Duty, the best-selling trucks in America for 40 straight years. The all-new Super Duty is the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. An F-150 combines greater strength and less weight with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and steel frame. Works harder so you can work smarter. And if there's ever a time to buy one, it's now. With huge cash rebates, super low financing, and special limited time Truck Month offers. Hurry to your Midwest Ford dealers today. And let me hear you say,
it's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. We all know what that is. It's agriculture. Essential to the beef industry is global trade. And given the current state of uncertainty regarding our trade agreements, we thought it'd be good to hear from Randy Block, CEO of Cattle Facts, about global trade. And he brings up an interesting point after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Since the election of Donald Trump, there's been a lot of uncertainty when it comes to the global trade markets, especially in our case, how they affect Farming America. As it appears we're going to forsake the traditional multi-nation global trade agreements and perhaps go unilaterally one by one, Randy Block, the CEO of CattleFacts.com, says however we get these deals done, it's important that we get them done.
Well, I think it's essential that we do. You know, we look at all of our proteins. I think not just for the beef industry, but all the proteins together. We export about 15 to 16 billion pounds a year. So about 16% of our total meat production is exported to consumers around the world. We're exporting 40 pounds per person. So I think all of your listeners out there, they start to think about that, how important trade really is. If we had to consume another 40 pounds in here, obviously our markets wouldn't look anything like what they do today. So absolutely critical that we continue to have access to free trade, level playing field, more countries all around the world. I think the U.S. and the Western Hemisphere, they're the protein producing parts of the world. So I don't think that's going to change. We have to remember that the U.S. is the largest poultry producer on the planet and the largest beef producer on the planet and the third or fourth largest pork producer. So trade is essential. Very competitive and trade tariff levels, those things are very important. And obviously with TPP no longer out there, we're going to have to find a new solution to be able to have a level playing field into some of those key markets. So we got our work cut out for us, but I'm optimistic that I've got to stay optimistic that we're going to find our way through this trade situation and actually get better access to more countries around the world.
Randy Block, spelled B-L-A-C-H, part of the famous agricultural family in Yuma, Colorado. For the last 15 years, he's been the CEO of Cattle Facts, CattleFacts.com. Where you can get all sorts of information about the cattle industry, to be sure, but also agriculture in general. Cattle Facts was started back in 1968. CattleFacts.com. Back after this.
The Manhattan Commish Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and bred heifer sale on Wednesday, February the 15th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. on the first calf heifer pairs. This sale will feature first calf, fall and spring pairs, bred heifers, and young spring calving cows. A few consignments include 58 black and black-white faced first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 45-day-old Angus sire calves beside. We'll have 29 big black, black-white faced first calf heifers. They'll have big September-October fall calves beside. The heifer's been running back with Angus bulls. We'll have 40 fancy red Angus first calf heifers bred to red Angus bulls for March 1 calving. 90 Angus and Sim Angus first calf bred heifers. They'll be bred to Angus bulls for March and April calving. We'll have 44 choice calfhood vaccinated Angus second calf heifers. They'll all be 3 years old to be bred to Angus bulls for March and April calves. We'll have 50 black cows, 4 years to short and solid. They'll be bred to Angus bulls for spring calving. We'll also be selling one black and one red Gelvie bull. They'll be 15 to 17 months of age. For more information on this special cow sale to be held Wednesday, February the 15th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 24 degrees. Highs swarming into the 50s again today, then 60s on into the weekend. Could reach 70 by Sunday.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Heisman Trophy finalist Colin Klein returning to Kansas State as an assistant coach. The former star quarterback will coach the same position with the Wildcats after spending last season as the quarterback's coach at Northern Iowa. Klein was director of recruiting operations, a quality control coach, and defensive graduate assistant at Kansas State after his playing days. Kansas City Royals left-hander Brian Flynn expected to be sidelined for 8 weeks after falling through a barn roof at his Oklahoma residence. Royals said yesterday that Flynn broke a rib and had three minor vertebrae fractures. Flynn, who went to Wichita State, had a 2.60 ERA in one start and 35 relief appearances last season. He appeared in just one minor league game in 2015 before a shoulder injury. Royals acquired Flynn after the 2014 season from the Miami Marlins. Mid-America Network Sports.
Winter is a tough time for cattle, so it's imperative to feed them the best feed you can buy. That's why you need to check out the benefits of cubes, pellets, and tubs made at the Kansas Ethanol Plant in Lyons, Kansas. 100% DDGS, no fillers.